and open a public hearing on Senate Memorial 4. We have someone, I believe, would like to testify on this memorial. Would you come forward and identify yourself for the record?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Paulette Pyle with Oregonians for Food and Shelter. And the purpose of this memorial is simple. We're all aware of the wildfires that occurred in Oregon this year, a million plus acres. And all this memorial does is urge Congress to bypass some of the environmental laws, if you will, in an emergency way so we can get the burned forest off the forest floor and go on with business. Hopefully this will help us strengthen our rural communities and from the economic strain they're suffering from today. So this is just, on next week we'll have a vote on the Senate floor and the Senate Interior Approach Bill. And we're just doing all we can do to put some pressure on our federal legislators to get this done. We had a 57-1 vote in the Senate. AFSCME and Bob Shifrak, the Building Trades Union, helped me over there. And I have a friend with me today who'd like to testify in support also.
You mean 57-1 in the House?
In the House, right.
Which is excellent. And
well, it just, I think, shows the urgency of the situation we have. I think the concern, too, as we wait, if the Senate doesn't act at the U.S. level, then we have a year that material lays there because the House won't take it up for a year. And, of course, at that point, it just becomes fodder in the future for other forest fires, and we've lost the use of the timber. We've lost an opportunity, and the revenue that we would gain from that to support our rural communities right now, probably state government. So.
It would be nice if we could put some people to work as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, if you'd like to identify yourself.
I'd be glad to. My name is Anthony Beda, and I represent Lane County government in front of the Oregon Legislative Assembly and the United States Congress. Just briefly, Lane County has over 50% of its land mass occupied by the federal government, either BLM or Forest Service land. Most of that is forested. Most of the communities in Lane County outside of the Eugene Springfield area derive a great deal of their economic stability and vitality, what's left of it, from forest industries. And so the ability for our economy locally to sustain some kind of vitality long term is integrally linked to natural resources, natural resources extraction. And of course, Lane County has suffered 4 forest fires this summer, none of which were as large or catastrophic as those that garnered national media attention, but all of which point to the serious problems of fuel load within our forests and provide a basis for us to take stock of what we can do to better manage those natural resources so that their economic value is sustained for the county and for county government well into the future. And I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you. I sympathize with you. Deschutes County, where I represent, is 75% federal and state land and BLM. So I sympathize and certainly understand. Any questions of the panel? If not, thank you both for your testimony. Appreciate you being here on a Saturday. Thank you both very much.
Glad to be here, of course.
Any other, anyone else signed up for public testimony? If not, I'll close the public hearing and open a work session on Senate Memorial 4.
Madam Chair.
Senator Atkinson.
I would move Senate Memorial 4 to the floor with a due adopt recommendation.
Senator Atkinson moves Senate Memorial 4 to the Senate floor with a due adopt recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. And the carriers will be Senator Farioli and co-carrier Senator Atkinson. And I don't know, it would be nice if we had a signee die resolution come before this committee today, but I don't know if we will or not.
Madam Chair, after this SM4, I'm ready to go home.
You are ready to go home?
This is the...
Well, if I had the power, I would allow you to go home.
Well, I give you the power, and let's go.
Thank you very much, and thank you, members, for being here promptly, and I appreciate your help, and we are adjourned.